Ukraine's president has urged the world's leading natural gas producer, Qatar, to increase its output. Volodymyr Zelensky said that would stop Russia using energy as a weapon. He was speaking at the Doha Forum via video link from Ukraine, the first such address to a Gulf nation since the war began.
This is also a question of abandoning the usage of Russian oil and gas. Responsible states like the state of Qatar are reliable and solid exporters of energy resources, and they can make their contribution to the stabilization in Europe. They can do much to restore justice. The future of Europe rests with your efforts. It depends on your efforts. I ask you to increase the output of energy to ensure that everyone in Russia understands that no country can use energy as a weapon.
Let's go to Jamal Elshayl, who is live at the forum here in Doha. Jamal, that was a surprise address by the president of Ukraine. What else did he have to say at the Doha forum?
Well, it was, yes, it was not announced to be part of the program, whether that's because of, you know, maybe attempts by the organizers to try and bring in also the Russian side, or whether it was a last minute one. But nonetheless, Zelensky used the opportunity to address over a dozen world leaders participating, or at least foreign ministers participating at this year's forum, to further press them to take stronger action in putting an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the war on his country. He pleaded with the international community to take further steps in isolating Moscow and putting pressure on it. One of them, as we heard there, was to boycott the import of Russian oil and gas, and call to gas-rich nations like Qatar to step in and fill the void. And even if Qatar would want to do something like this, and as lucrative as it would be almost impossible to fill up 30% of Europe's energy needs, which are currently being supplied by Russia. That being said, Qatar wants to play a role in mediating, and obviously with its leverage there, that could be an avenue for it to use.
Jamal, stay with us for just a moment, because we are going to play out a soundbite from Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, who opened the event at the Doha Forum.
I emphasize the firm position of the state of Qatar on the renunciation of violence, intimidating civilians and assaulting state sovereignty, and all other acts that may constitute a violation of human values and international laws. We stand in solidarity with the millions of innocent people and refugees who've been victimized by this unjust war and geopolitical calculations.
Jamal, Qatar's Emir there talking about Ukraine, even before we saw President Zelensky there. Clearly, the conflict is weighing on the Qataris.
It is obviously it's a key agenda or item agenda for everybody in the international community and every country. And obviously, as far as Qatar is concerned, as we were saying there, it does have a track record of being an interlocutor, in being a mediator in conflicts, would like to play a bigger role in finding a peaceful solution or a diplomatic solution to the war there. And that is something that the Qatari Emir spoke of. But obviously, his address wasn't limited to the war in Ukraine. He did speak about the millions of refugees that have been pushed away from their homes around the world, particularly when we look at this region, when we look at, for example, the millions of Syrian refugees made homeless by Russia, when we look at the millions of Palestinian refugees who have been refugees for decades because of the occupation of their land, when you look at Afghanistan, Yemen, and so forth. So the Emir of Qatar did speak about this. He did speak about the need for pluralism, for diplomacy, for negotiations and discussions to take place, not purely to tick a box that they are taking place, but to find a solution. Herein is where we find the role of something like the Doha Forum as far as the Qataris are concerned. They say that this is a platform to try and find a viable and realistic common ground between different actors globally, regionally, and within their respective countries to have a meeting ground where they can discuss ways to resolve conflicts, but also to overcome challenges. Because it's not just about conflicts. There are global challenges, whether it's economic and obviously inflation and other issues that are going around the world, or even the environment and other things like that. All of that will be discussed in expert sessions over the coming 48 hours.
OK, thank you for that. Jamal Al-Shal speaking to us there live from the Doha Forum.